This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Amma ba'd. I want to share with you very quickly a short hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in what is collected in the Jami' al-Imam al-Tirmidhi on the authority of the companion Abdullah bin Mas'ud. Radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laqitu Ibrahima laylata usriya bi. I met the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam on the night that I went on the night journey. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey my salams to your ummah on my behalf. And then he said alayhi salam to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a message to convey on his behalf to this ummah, he said that tell your ummah that Jannah, its soil is fertile and its water is sweet, and that it is a qiyan, it is a field that is ripe for sowing, fertile for planting in and sowing. Wa ghirasaha, and its seeds, the seeds of Jannah, are subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. This hadith is something which shows to you the vast amount of reward that is available for one of the easiest acts of worship to perform, and that is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that your tongue is always constantly moving and it is moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla in the Quran, when he speaks about the baqiyatu salihat, the everlasting good deeds, those good deeds that you perform in the dunya, and they will last well beyond your lifespan, and you will see inshallah ta'ala their reward on the day of judgment. In the position of a number of the scholars of tafsir, those baqiyatu salihat are these adhkar, to say subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. The Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in yet another hadith that subhanallah and alhamdulillah tamla'ul mizan, saying subhanallah and alhamdulillah, it will fill your scales of good deeds. And the Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in what is the last hadith in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari and the authority of Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, كلمتان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن, two statements are beloved to Allah, خفيفتان على اللسان, they're light and easy to roll off the tongue, ثقيلتان في الميزان, but they're extremely heavy upon the scales of your good deeds, to say subhanallah wa bihamdih, subhanallah al-azim. This month of Ramadan is a month in which we excel in many different good deeds, but for many of us, we're still confined and restricted by our jobs, by our duties, by our responsibilities. So maybe you don't get enough time or as much as you would like to take some time out and read extra nawafil. Maybe you don't get enough time as much as you would like to read extra Quran because you're busy and you have other things that you also need to tend to. But this act of worship is something that you can do wherever you are, in whichever state you're in. Easy to perform, quick to do. And it is something which is extremely beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one of the keys to the gates of Jannah, to make dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the man asked him to advise him, to give him something comprehensive in this religion in terms of advice, he said, make sure that your tongue is never dry from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to constantly be in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla as you walk, as you sit, as you lie down, as you move from place to place, it is one of the greatest good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to do so. Barakallahu feekum.